Listening Library presents Rampage, The Singular Menace, Book 3, by John Sanford and Michelle Cook. Read for you by Tara Sands. Trapped. No way out. The smell of oil and rust and wet rot was all the sharper for the total darkness. They were trapped in the bow of the ship, heavily armed hunters above them on deck. Shay's pistol was cocked and cold in her right hand, and she held X's collar in her left. Someone not far away was moving back toward the stern. The wolf-like dog twitched against her grip, ready to fight. Harmon, the ex-soldier, invisible in the dark, touched Shay's sleeve and whispered, "We need to go up. Get between the support beams and the deck. What about X? He's got to climb with us." Combat boots rang on the metal stairs, and then a voice, unintelligible, and the faint glow of a flashlight, still 100 feet away, behind a stack of shipping containers. The rumble of the engines was muted this far forward, but the vibration caused the old freighter to creak and moan. Shay and Harmon were wearing soft running shoes, and the freighter's metallic complaints would cover the sounds of their movement. A man's baritone voice, hard with a hunter's intensity. "Hey, there's one! Rick, he's heading aft! He's heading aft! Get him! Get him!" Shay and Harmon had released a group of prisoners, human experimental subjects, from the ship's holds. Now, the security men were chasing them down. The echoing voices seemed to move away, but there was another soft, unnatural rattle from nearby. "Still there," Harmon whispered. "Too big for a rat."